Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello again, everybody. My name is Kasia, and today I want to talk about a sitting room makeover that I did in our house in Virginia. We lived in a colonial style home, so it had two levels and then a basement, which was the third level. But on the top level was where all the bedrooms were, and it was basically the staircase was in the middle of the house, and so the bedrooms were all around on the top floor. So there was a master and three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and then what was off the master was what they called a sitting room, which is a fairly big sized room that we started off using it as an office, but it just didn't really fit right. It was kind of like an L shape, a fat L shape, if you will, for a sitting room type of thing. I mean, you could have put like a couch and a TV, a viewing area, if you will. It had a nice window looking out towards the front yard, the front yard had a big, huge maple tree or two maple trees in the front, so it provided a lot of shade, but it just wasn't, I don't know, the office wasn't working very well. And so what we ended up doing, because with the master, we had a long, probably about a 6 foot, 7 foot deep walk-in closet, if you will, but it was a skinny, basically almost hallway that kind of ended, dead end. So you could have the long walk-in closet, and then you'd have places to hang on either side of, you know, so it'd be like my row of clothes and then his row of clothes, and that was it. So what we ended up doing, we said, well, what if we turn the master or the sitting room into a huge walk-in closet? That would be big. So this room, if you want to imagine it, it was probably about 10 feet long by like another 10 feet. So basically a square if the staircase didn't kind of cut into it. And there was a little closet in there too. So basically if you had cut it out, it probably would have been a 10 foot. So you could have really turned that into a nursery if you really needed to, because there was three other bedrooms plus the master. But we're like, well, we're not going to have any more kids. You could technically turn that into a nursery, but you know what? We thought this better place would be a walk-in closet. And this thing was huge. We actually had someone come out and come do the measurements for us. And so we had a lot of double hangs. It worked out really nicely because what they did with the window was that they put a bench basically to sit underneath the window. And that way you can, there's a place to sit down to put on your clothes or pants or whatever. We had two chest of drawers that were in part of the walk-in closet. And it was a nice brown color. So before the walls were covered with, you know, the furniture that would make the walk-in closet, the walls were kind of like a beige color. So we picked a nice light brown color. Not like champagne white. No. It was like a medium brown color for this walk-in closet. And there were lots of shelves for my shoes, double hangs for, at the time we had, you know, business suits and then regular clothes and summer clothes. And man, it was beautiful. Two chest of drawers for me, you know, one for him, one for me. So it was fantastic. You walk in, you could have, you know, thrown a chandelier in there if you wanted to. But that was one of the things in that sitting room, because it was a colonial home and it was built in the 70s, I want to say. They didn't have back then recessed lighting. The only thing that what they did have was that the outlets, if you put in a lamp and the light switch on the in that room would turn on that lamp if you plugged it into the correct outlet, the top one, I think, not the bottom one, which is very tricky when you're trying to find plugs or outlets for your lamps to go somewhere and you're like, I can't turn on the lights. There's no recessed lighting in anywhere in that house until we put it in. And so what we ended up doing was we actually had an electrician come in And because it was the top floor, it was really easy to get access to the attic and drop in those recessed cans. I think we got 3 or 4 recessed cans in there in that room, the 10 by 10 sitting room, which was now the walk-in closet. You could have put a beautiful chandelier, but that might have been a little overkill. Do what you want to do, right? But it worked out really well. And I'm like, why didn't we do this sooner? Because of course we did this about, a year before we actually ended up having to move. So at least we got to enjoy it. But what a great way to transform something that is totally usable. You know, that long, skinny walk-in closet hall, if you will. Well, it was sufficient. It was tight, you know, for 2 people. So when we transformed this room into a walk-in closet, we didn't take away from any other bedrooms. We didn't, you know, knock out any walls or anything. We just used the existing layout. And then we showed our neighbor friends what we did afterwards, because they basically, most of them had the same model homes, if you will, that were built back in the 70s. And when we lived in this little subdivision, there are probably about, 2, 3, maybe 4 different layouts of the homes. And there was probably about 40 to 50 houses in this subdivision, if you will. So it repeated itself. So people who had the same kind of model house, when they saw what we did, they're like, oh, I want to do that in my house now. And they just couldn't believe that that's something that you could transform, you know, from the sitting room to do something that's really usable, like a walk-in closet. To me, I couldn't find a reason to use that sitting room any other way. We had an office space in another room. We had a living room. We had what we called the parlor in there. I mean, I was running out of names for these places, for these rooms in this house. I know. Really tough. I know. I get it. But in a colonial house, it wasn't an open floor plan, really. It was kind of pigeonholed. So there are walls and, you know, divisions so you can, you know, go from one room to the next. But yeah, we really enjoyed this makeover for the sitting room, to make it more functional and usable, because the one thing that I hate the most is when you're kind of like, well, I have this empty room, but I don't know what to do with it. So I hope you can use your imagination. If you find a space that you're just kind of like, well, maybe the kids have moved out. Maybe you bought a new house and don't have kids yet, but you need it for whatever it is, a home office or something like that, that this inspires you to think outside the box and see what you can do with your home and simply give it a little makeover, because you're probably staring at the 4 walls going, okay, this lockdown's getting old. What are we doing here? So yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to share that sitting room makeover, because again, we weren't using it as a sitting room. It wasn't usable for us. But as a walk-in closet, it definitely fit the bill there. All right. I hope you guys have a great day. Talk to you later.